You are listening to Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
To Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is Friday, and I think for the first time the whole year, I've been quite able to say that I'm feeling quite chilled. I kind of feel like the end of the year is officially upon us. Things seem to be slowing down. I'm getting less events invites, which means we are heading into the festive season. I'm looking forward to a couple of weeks break over Christmas and New Year's. And yeah, I think it's been a rewarding but a busy year, and I'm looking forward to getting some rest in and getting ready for 2020. But before we rest and before we go on holiday, there are still things to be done. So stick around. It's going to be a great show as always. Plus, I get to chat exclusively one-on-one with a local singer who's now living in London and performing internationally. Her name is Anna Wolf. And she's coming back to South Africa to do a tour around South Africa in the next couple of weeks. And I get to chat to her a little bit and find out more about what she's up to and an incredible award that she's just won as well. So stick around for that. Let's kick off. This week, a couple of days ago, I popped into the official opening of Altitude Beach Club, which is located in Four Ways. And my, oh my, is this going to be the place to party this summer in Four Ways? Let me just tell you that. So this little hidden gem is tucked away. It's actually right next to Four Ways Mall. You can park in the mall and walk across, but it is beautiful. It is literally a beach club, like everything you've ever dreamed of, with sun lounges, with a sunken sort of like seating area in front of the stage. There's a huge stage that the DJs play on. There's a sushi bar. There's champagne. I mean, this is incredible. There's this, yeah, sushi oyster bar, an endless selection of premium drinks and luxury cocktails. The owner's pit, that's what the sunken area in front of the stage is called. And after dark, the Altitude Beach Club really comes alive with music by some of SA's finest DJs and artists on specific party nights. Lunchtime sessions offer a vibrant mix of slow house music and old classics. This is the place to be. It is stunning. Take your swimming costume, go get in a bit of a tan, pop in the pool, and just enjoy a real, real beach club vibe. That is Altitude Beach Club, which is located right next to Four Ways Mall in Joburg. I know I'm going to be there a couple of times this summer. Keeping with Joburg, and if you are looking for some cool things to do, because now it's coming up school holidays, you maybe want to entertain the kids or you want to entertain yourself, Monte Cassino, your typical magical Italian village, who have now officially switched on their Christmas lights, and it's beautiful. And I love the fact that most of their Christmas lights are actually inside. So even if it's raining here in the High Veld, you can still take the kids through to Monte to go and check out the beautiful Christmas lights. And they've got loads on the go at Monte as well. Peter Pan on Ice, which I spoke about a little bit last week, is heading to the Teatro at Monte Cassino from Friday the 6th of December, that's today, until Saturday the 11th of January. There's holiday vibes on the piazza outside, set for kids of all ages, running from Saturday 7th of December to Sunday 29th of December. The fun starts at 10 and continues until 6 o'clock every day. Entrance is free and includes rides on, there's bumper cars, there's bungee jumping, ceramic painting, sand art, inflatables, loads to do for the kids in the piazza, super holiday vibes. And last but not least, you can have your family holiday photo with Santa. That's going to be running from Friday the 13th of December to Tuesday the 24th of December. That's located next to Casabella in the casino. And Movies at Monte have got some great discounts on over the festive season. You want to check that all out on the Monte Casino website, tohosan.com/Monte Casino. Now, sticking with Monte, and I'm going to throw this in here because this is a chance of a lifetime. If you've ever pictured yourself driving around in a sexy Italian masterpiece of design and engineering with the top down, your hair flowing in the wind, and twin turbo V8 engine under your foot, then you want to make sure that you enter the competition at Monte Cassino to stand a chance to win a Ferrari California T valued at 3.5 million rand. You heard me right, 3.5 million rand. So for the next year, for 12 months, Monte Cassino are going to be giving out their share of over 6.6 million rands in prizes, which includes the fabulous Ferrari California T. an unforgettable trip to Italy valued at 200,000 Rand, and a stash of 3 million in cash to become an instant millionaire. So what do you need to do, okay? I can enter, you can enter, anyone can enter. Receipts to the total of 500 Rand at any of Monte Cassino's restaurants, stores, bars, theatres, movies, hotels, or entertainment facilities will get you one entry into the monthly cash draw every last Sunday at 4 p.m. on the promotion stage. All the winners drawn in the monthly cash draws automatically become finalists in the Trip to Italy draw, which will take place on the 29th of March 2020, as well as the Millionaire draw on the 29th of November 2020, and the final Ferrari car draw on the 13th of December 2020. So all you need to do is you need to take your receipts to the Ferrari ticket office, which is located opposite the Billy G's buffet restaurant, and exchange it for tickets. So go to the movies, go have dinner, whatever, and then take your receipts, head through to the Ferrari office, and go and redeem. For every 500 Rand, you'll get one ticket. You drop it in the big drum outside, and once a month, they're going to draw. That's absolutely incredible. I mean, I don't know so much about the car, but I think a trip to Italy would be a really cool prize to win, valued at 200,000 Rand. I'm definitely entering for that one. You can find out more on the Monte Cassino website, of course, tsokosan.com/Monte Cassino. I will see you there. Keeping with Christmas lights, I went through last week Friday, and it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. A firm favorite, Empress Palace. Christmas lights are now on Garden of Lights, 25 Rand per person, 100 Rand for a family of five. Go do it. It's beautiful. I spoke about it on the show last week, but it is absolutely stunning. Once the rain stops, go and check it out. That is something well worth the visit. And you can also hang out at Empress Palace as well. There's loads to do there too. Now, it's been a career-defining couple of weeks for Anna Wolf, a local singer who's now located in London. She went across to Nashville. She won a very prestigious International Music Award in Nashville. And she's just seen the worldwide release of a powerful new single. And Anna's going to be back in South Africa for her What's in the Woods tour, which is kicking off today, Friday the 6th of December. And I got to catch up with Anna and find out a little bit more about her tour and her music.
Yes, so basically I started as Taylor and I was quite, I was on this really big and beautiful journey where I released three albums. The first one was called The Dark Horse, that is exceptionally well worldwide, and after that I did Trust Part 1, and then after The Dark Horse I did Life, and then I did Trust Part 1. So there were three great albums that was released under my old stage name, Taylor. And it just happened really organically, the name change. I think I walked a journey with it, and it was a season in my life that, really the name Taylor represented what I was doing at the time. And then I got the opportunity to move to London where I, like I say, very organically, then literally was sitting in studio with the producer, Pete Boxter Martin, who's also actually a fellow South African and extremely successful and doing a great job in the UK. And it was a very natural process of, hey, what about a new name for this new sound? And the name Anna Wolf, Anna to me, it was actually my great-grandmother's name, and I've always been obsessed with wolves. And if you listen to even my Taylor works and now my Anna Wolf work, you'll very much notice that wolf theme pops up frequently, either in lyrics or in, if you come to my shows, perhaps the stories will be told in between. And then, what it was strangely enough, I went and saw a medium a couple of years back, and she said, oh, it's so interesting. She didn't know anything of my career, but she was like, you were a wolf in your past life. And I was like, no way. Like, okay, I think I've heard the wolf term quite enough now to know that it has to do with some kind of resonance with past life, if you want to get all weird and hippie about it.
And now tell us, you've just come back from Nashville where you took home an international, very coveted international award. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, it was a very cool experience, and it's basically a competition that's called Unsigned Only, and it's for musicians that are not represented by any record labels, obviously if you're unsigned. And I won my silver leader. I won out of 6,000 entries in possibility, but I won the main prize, which meant me the best to win the competition. And it just presented a lot of cool opportunities that I will be exploring in 2020. And it was kind of like my costume forgetting it was there because I completely forgot my in-school position. When it found me, I was surprised and taken back, but yeah, very, very cool and obviously really great exposure.
And you're coming back to South Africa. You're kicking off with a tour, Joburg and Cape Town. You're kicking off today, Friday the 6th of December. Tell us a little bit about what fans can expect from Into the Woods.
Yeah, so Into the Woods is, it will definitely be a show that if you've not seen an animal show, I'll give you a little bit of a context or a rundown of. It's a lot of energy. It's not just the girl with an acoustic guitar playing music. It's the great visuals, great storytelling. There's going to be some new songs if you've seen the show. So a lot of songs that people haven't heard. And it's more energetic. I play various instruments. I jump from instrument to instrument. So it's a very visceral and visually stimulating show. It's just, yeah, I'm just really excited. I mean, it's nice to be back in South Africa. You know, I'm based in London now, so it's really nice to be back home.
And if people want to find out more information about the tour or about you, where can they head to?
Can please go onto any of my social media pages, which they'll find me at The Real Anna Wolf, and there'll be some of the show dates on there, one of the show dates on there, and then tonight I'm creating a venue in Park, Johannesburg, called 32th. But if you go on social media pages, you'll be able to see some more information about the show.
So that's What's in the Woods, not Into the Woods, as I said earlier. What's in the Woods, South African tour, kicking off today, Friday the 6th of December, Snatch 32 in Randburg. She's heading across, I'm going to be heading through on Monday the 9th of December to the Auto and General Theatre on the Square in Sandton. You can find out more about tickets and details from Anna's Facebook page, Real Anna Wolf. Go check her out. She's awesome. I have never seen her perform live. I have heard such incredible things, and I'm so looking forward to Monday to watch Anna perform live. So do come and join in. Check out all the dates. Don't forget, everything that I speak about on the show today is also available on my website, heatherhook.com. I will see you there. Now, more summer vibes. Yet another casino. The casinos are pulling out all the stops this festive season. Silver Star Casino, the West Rand's favorite entertainment destination, is bursting with excitement as it introduces two new restaurants to its list of fine food offerings. Ocean Basket for seafood lovers and Hussar Grill for carnivorous patrons. And if that isn't enough, you can check out the festive offerings that they've got on the go. So Ocean Basket is open for business. Hussar Grill is open for business, as is Billy G. They have got an incredible year-end special on the go. You can book a table of 10 adults and only pay for 9 at 199 Rand per person. Eat as much as you like. Valid until Tuesday the 31st of December. And they also serve lunch from 12 until 4. So if you love a good buffet, definitely want to check out Billy G's. Make sure that you go through and check them out, as well as Ocean Basket and Hussar Grill. And don't forget, Barnyard Theatre at Silver Star Casino. Tickets will be selling for only 140 Rand per person. Kids under 12 are free from Sunday the 15th of December to Saturday the 29th of February. Pensioners get 50% off on Sundays, and anyone can take the package for two on Wednesdays for only 350 Rand. That's what I went through and enjoyed. A great meal, a show, some entertainment. It was loads of fun. And of course, their beach festival's kicking off. So I was supposed to go to the opening last night, but we got a little bit rained out here in Joburg. So I'm going to be heading through on Tuesday. So stay tuned. Make sure you follow me on social media. I'm going to be sharing all about the Silver Star Beach Festival, which is one of my favorite things to do in Joburg. So that's going on as well. All the information, of course, on their website, tohosan.com/silverstar-casino. Now, if you love The Lion King, right, the movie, and you haven't seen the new movie yet, then you'll want to go through and watch this incredible performance. So Disney's all-new Lion King is going to come to life, accompanied live by the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra at Times Square, state-of-the-art Sun Arena on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of December. It is a perfectly synchronized live orchestral performance. That sounds absolutely incredible. So that's The Lion King, complemented by the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra, 10, 11, 12 December at Times Square. For more information and to book, you can head on over to CompuTicket, or you can follow Times Square, of course, on their Facebook page, Times Square RSA, and on Twitter, Times Square RSA as well. That looks absolutely incredible. And last but not least, Sun City is pulling out all the stops this festive season. And if you want to relax, unwind, and celebrate the festive season in momentous style, from beautiful bright lights on towering Christmas trees and carols by candlelight, sumptuous banquets, and of course the biggest party of the year as the resort celebrates 40 years of great entertainment, these holidays are jam-packed with memorable moments. So of course there's the big 40 birthday party, which is taking place tomorrow, the 7th of December, exactly the same day since the resort's doors were opened to the public. There's going to be the likes of Shekinah, Dr. Victor and the Rasta Rebels, Kurt Darren, Mikasa, and a special live production showcasing the resort's history, culminating with a dazzling fireworks display, and there's accommodation packages and everything are available as well. There's also the Big 40 After Party, which is going to be featuring Simizi as the MC, and Questa, Good Luck, Shaw Majorzy, a.k.a. Prince KB, DJ Christos, Vinny Da Vinci, and DJ Tira are going to be performing. Tickets are available on CompuTicket from 250 Rand per person. They're going to be doing a great Carols by Candlelight evening at the Sun Arena on the 24th of December from 8 until 10 with free entry. So if you're in the resort, you can head on over and do a great Carols by Candlelight. And don't forget, for the little ones, Camp Quena is going to be offering a festive season program from the 7th of December until the 12th of January with super activities for kids aged 3 to 12. So you can drop the little ones off for marshmallow braais, bumper boats, treasure hunts, mini discos, kiddies' Christmas party with snow on the cabanas, lawns, and pool deck activities. Sounds like fun. I wish I was between the ages of 3 to 12. So Sun City, you want to find out more, suninternational.com. Go and see what they have got up their sleeve. That is it from me for this week. I will be back next week with my last show of the year and some cool things to do over the festive season and into the new year. And I'm looking forward to a great break. I'm not going to tell you a lie. But I'll be back with you again next week. Of course, everything is available on the website, heatherhook.com. And do make sure to follow me on social media. If you are on Twitter, I'm Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, Heather L. Hook, and Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, to see what I get up to in the next couple of days as we head into the festive season properly. That is it from me for this week. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Drive safe. Lots of love. I'll be back with you next week. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.